Well, ladies and gentlemen of our small but growing audience, welcome to Christmas from our small but shrinking choir. And Rick Witham, who's responsible for all this, is going to say something. I'm not quite sure what.
Well, we're back. It's your own fault, you keep encouraging us. So, as I've said before, this started 4 years ago, just kind of on a whim. I sent out an email to see if anybody was interested in playing this game. And I got a lot of participants. So I kind of gathered this meeting, but I wasn't very comfortable with it. I haven't been able to stop since. So the net result is you've got a whole bunch of people here who are really keen to sing a song for you. And we thank you for coming along and making our efforts worthwhile. So as I've said before, this is the choir, our present to you, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right, for the relatively few who don't know me, I'm John Craik, and by accident, as Rick described, I seem to have found myself doing this for the last 4 years. Christmas carols, yes. There's masses of Christmas carols in all varieties, sacred and profane, from many different countries, from many different eras. We've chosen to do a programme of about 8 or 9, which will be about half an hour, of good Christmas music, but for the most part, not very many of the great standards. So, the very first of these is O Thou Joyful Day, said to be a Sicilian hymn. Goes back quite a long way, I suspect, but I don't know the details.
Bring me flesh and bring me wine, bring me my lost dear love.
discussion about what Australian Christmas carols we should do. Last year, probably the year before that, you may recall that we in fact did, something deadly Australian? Christmas Day or something or other. Well, we didn't like that very much. It was also a tad touchy to sing, so we said, we'll drop that. But we still have this sort of guilt feeling about not doing anything Australian. So, in fact, one of the ladies who sang with us last year, outside, Peter Ellis' wife Ainsley, and I were chatting about this and that, and we said, well, why not do an Australian version of Good King Wenceslas? Now, in fact, as you will hear, that's quite easy to do, because if you follow the same basic plot line and change the climate, it still makes quite a good Christmas carol. So, this is Farmer Wenceslas, courtesy of Ainsley Ellis.
Thank you.
carrying on and figgy puddings and bell ringing and all sorts of things at Christmas time, all in the snow, none of which fits particularly, but it does make for some good song and some good music. The next one is Ding Dong and Merrily on High.
Christus est Christus, ex Maria.
again, quite an old setting by Pretorius from the 15 or 1600s. Actually, its original version is probably, is in fact, the German carol, some of you may know, is Es ist ein Rose, Lohauer Rose, blooming or something or other. But this is the English English language version.
Oh, Next one is said to be a Bohemian traditional carol. Happy to hear we'll sing it in any way. So will we. And again, this is one where you should hear the sort of folk dance type rhythms come out, and maybe even a bit of bagpipes at some stage.
Oh,
choice of Christmas carols and Christmas music is the tradition of descants now. One year when all you ladies come along and sing for us, we'll do a whole lot with descants. You heard the descant in that one, and very nice it was too, but we're not brave enough to try very many of those without a lot of rehearsal. Next one is a little unusual in its tempo and rhythmic pattern, but it is said to be an anonymous 15th century work. See if you reckon it's 15th century.
When Christ was born of Mary free in Bethlehem in that fair city, angels sung there with love and glee in his justice Gloria. Gloria, 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 Jesus, Gloria.
Right. Verses 1, 2, and 4. Right.